That's great. Thank you so much. Yeah, today this will be the text that we center all of our focus on. And so, how many of you are familiar with that text?
今天刚读的这经文就是我们今天的主题经文，有多少人最熟悉的这经文？
Yeah, it's one of those texts from Jesus that, you know, just keeps coming back. It's hard to forget.
这段经文让我们常常想起耶稣所说的话，让我们不会忘记。
Now, in the past, and at another church where I served, I preached through the Gospel of Mark. So I just want to put this text in context today.
我每次讲到这些经文的时候，都会希望大家能够联想起在圣经中发生的不同的事情，让我们在读这段经文的时候，我们能够理解这段经文的背景。
Gospel of Mark is a kind of a rapid-paced account of the life and significance of Jesus Christ.
讲马可福音的时候讲到耶稣他的生平，他每一段的故事都有联系的。
So we see it opens with John the Baptist preparing the way for this Messiah.
所以我们刚开始看到施洗约翰来为弥赛亚预备道路。
And the Messiah, today we might say it this way, the one that was promised to come.
弥赛亚这个字的意思就是那个应许要来的那一位。
And then this one, who is, we know as Jesus, we see his baptism, and then we see that God affirms his identity.
我们知道这要来的那一位就是耶稣，我们也看见耶稣受浸，并且神从天上对他的应许，对他的承认。
Right. And then he's driven out into the wilderness, so we see, thirdly, the testing and temptation of Jesus.
然后马上就接着耶稣被圣灵吹逼到旷野，接受受到魔鬼的试探。
And then we see Jesus after that begin his public ministry.
那我们看见耶稣从旷野回来就开始他的执事。
And then Jesus calling his first disciples. It's a message that I shared maybe several months ago.
然后我们就想到耶稣就开始呼召他的第一批门徒。我前几个月讲过那一段信息。
Then Jesus healing a man with an unclean spirit as he enters a synagogue.
然后耶稣在一个会堂里面医治了一个被巫鬼附的人。
It goes from there to the end of chapter 1 where Jesus encounters and cleanses a leper.
然后在第一章里面结束，耶稣碰见一个患达麻风的，然后医治了他。
And then another unforgettable story where in this home that Jesus is teaching, someone opens the roof. Actually, four men open the roof and they lower down a paralyzed man so that Jesus might restore him.
下一段又讲到耶稣在一个人家里面讲到有四个人从房顶上把房顶拆了，用褥子坠了一个人下来，让耶稣医治那个人，耶稣医治了那个人。
And so as we look today at this text, it's interesting that we see Jesus moving in ways that so few of us move in.
我们这一段要看的是耶稣发生的事情，我们可能大部分就觉得可能不会发生的。
Yeah, I'm sorry I'm using this word move, but just the way that the Spirit moves him or guides him, and we see that he's acting in ways that are very counter-cultural.
我们就看见圣灵带领他所作所行，可能让我们觉得现在来看就是很反潮流的一个做法。
And we see him reaching out again and again to people that most of the time in our day and time we ignore.
我们看见耶稣专门去找那些照我们现在来看是被人看不起的被边缘化的弱势人群去、
right.
找他们。
We might call them the socially marginalized people.
用现在的话说就是在被社会边缘化的一个人群。
Like we see in today's episode with the Levi, the tax collector.
像我们今天的主角就是这个利未，就是他是一个收税的。
Right. And so as we move through the rest of the New Testament, we see other faithful disciples of Jesus speaking something very similar like the Apostle Paul.
然后我们将以后会看到还有其他的当时被社会不看不起或者边缘化的人物，比如说像使徒保罗。
And it reminded me anyway of something the Apostle Paul was trying to emphasize to the church at Corinth.
就好像我们记得保罗在哥林多书信里面对于他所写的那段话。
And it's about the kind of people that God calls to himself.
保罗在那话里面说神呼召了什么样的人呢？
Yeah. So we see this call going out to the people you would never expect.
神呼召了那些人是你觉得神不会呼召的。
And he not only calls them, but Jesus builds his church on these kinds of people.
神不仅呼召这群人，而且把他的教会就由这群人来建立。
And this is what Paul wrote in the early chapter of his 1 Corinthian letter.
这一段就是保罗在哥林多前书里面所写的。
He says, consider your calling, brothers.
弟兄们，你们要想想你们的呼召。
Not many of you were wise.
你们中间没有几个有聪明的。
Right? Not many of you were of noble birth.
你们中间也没有几个出身高贵的。
No, God chose the things that we usually consider foolish.
神所拣选的世人觉得是愚拙的。
God chose the people that we think are weak or below us.
神拣选的世人觉得是软弱的。
God chooses those who are low or socially despised.
神拣选了世上那些弱势群体。
Yeah. And he does incredible things. He completely transforms their lives and from them he extends his kingdom.
他把这些人完全的改变，在这些人身上建立了他的神的国度。
So I got to thinking, why is it then that so few people are like Jesus in this respect?
我读着我就在想，为什么现在的人没有几个能像耶稣那样呢？
I mean, I've been a Christian for 40 years. I just don't encounter along the journey. I haven't encountered that many people who were willing to reach out to the lowest, to the despicable, to the sinners among us.
我信主40年了，我很少碰见有这样的人愿意能够像耶稣一样专门到这个弱势群体。去向那些被人看不起、被人唾弃的那些人去传福音。
And you know, I understand that, you know, I have the same struggle you do. As I get older, it becomes more challenging for me to move in those circles, those social networks.
我想你肯定也同意，年纪越大越难融入那样子的群体。
Because I've been following Jesus for so long, and most of my friends are Christians. You know, they're people that would say, "No, I know Jesus," and so you know.My network of friends has changed a lot in 4 decades.
Yeah, 我信主这么多年，我的朋友里面全是基督徒，所以我基本上就不认识非基督徒了。
But you know, even when God leads the people into our very congregations, we don't do much better.
即便有非基督徒到我们教会来，我大概也没有太多的动力去和他们交朋友。
And so, in one of the earliest letters that we find in the New Testament, the James, the book of James, we see this.This episode, even in James, where he says, you know, hey, you guys, look at the way that you're treating the weak and the foolish and the least among you. Yeah.
就这个现象在起初教会也有，起初的教会James 雅各他在书信里面就专门针对这种现象写了一段话。
And he says, you know, it's not good, you know, because many times when these people come in, we don't recognize.That this is your opportunity to connect with God.
所以雅各基本的意思就是说，当这些被这种弱势群体到你的教会来的时候呢，我们常常忽略他们。
So you must not show favoritism.
所以你不可以以外貌待人。
So you know we treat people with a lot of money and power and social influence. We treat them very respectfully, but the people that we don't know and that look strange and talk strange, that's a different story.
如果你一看这人进来穿的身光锦亮的像是有钱有身份有权势的你就很尊重他但是如果看上去说话说的也不是那么好穿的也不是那么好你就可能藐视他的话这就不行了
So James asked this question in verse 4 he says aren't you discriminating among yourselves and you've become kind of like judges of evil thoughts
雅各在这里书信里面就说到你是不是歧视这些 让人外貌看上去没那么好的人呢
Listen, he says, verse 5, My dear brothers and sisters, has not God chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith?
这第五节说，亲爱的弟兄们，神岂不是拣选了世上的贫穷的，让他们在信上富足，好承受神的国呢？
Yeah, we oftentimes dishonor those kind of people. We dishonor the poor, the least, the weak.
我们常常是不尊重那贫穷的的人。
Yeah. So we see in this text today where it's a different story with Jesus.
我们看今天耶稣做的完全不一样。
It says he went out again beside the sea. This is the Sea of Galilee. And all the crowd was coming to him. And Jesus was teaching them. And as he passed by, Jesus saw this man named Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax booth. And he said to him, follow me. and he rose and he followed him.
所以这段的背景是在加利利的海边，他所以耶稣就出到加利利海边，众人就跟着他来，他便教训他们。然后耶稣经过的时候，看见亚非勒的儿子利未坐在税关上，就对他说：“你跟从我来。”他就起来跟从了耶稣。
Yeah, Levi, you know, the other name that we know him by is Matthew, right?
利未的另外一个名字就是马太。
And we know a little bit about him, that he is responsible for the first book in your New Testament, the book of Matthew.
就是写马太福音的那个马太。
And he may have been one of the tax collectors who went to the Jordan River that it's talked about in the Gospel of Luke. Maybe he was there on one of those days where, you know, John the Baptist is warning everyone, including tax collectors.
我们记得当初施洗约翰在约旦河边施洗的时候，有很多罪人和税吏去到那边施洗。我猜测马太那个时候可能就去了。
But we see for some reason, it seems like Levi has had some exposure to Jesus, and so we get the feeling that God has already been at work in this man's heart.
所以我个人猜测，例外那个时候就可能已经接触到耶稣或者听过他的讲道了。
So I wonder, it made me think how many times in our own life, if you think back on your own story, how many times did you sense or hear God's word coming to you, even before you responded to Jesus' call.
所以你要想想，神做工常常在我们还没有意识到的时候，神就对你说话，或者圣灵就在你们心里做工。你要想想，在你正式回应神的呼召之前，神已经在你心里动工了。
Yeah, for me personally, there were several times where I knew God was speaking to me.
所以我个人的经历是在我正式回应神的呼召前，神已经对我说过几次话了。
I was about 20 years old at that time.
我那时候大概就二十岁左右。
So we don't know how much exposure Levi had, but we know that he was serving there on the north shore of the Lake of Galilee.
我们不知道利未在这一次见到主之前，他有多少次的机会接触到耶稣或者耶稣的讲的话。但那个时候利未这一次是在湖的北边那个税关上工作。
What we do know is that this man, because he was a tax collector, he was despised.
我们知道他因为他的职业是收税的，所以是被人鄙视的。
Yeah. And so when someone wanted to give an example in society about the worst kind of people, the most despicable, they would often make reference to people like Levi, a tax collector.
当犹太人他们描述这个社会上最不受人尊敬、最被人讨厌、最被人唾弃、最边缘化的人群的时候，他们就说就像个税吏一样。
Have you known anybody in your own life that was like that? Like a Levi who was socially loathed. I don't know if you know that word, but it's like despised, right? Socially despised, but later they encountered Jesus and their life dramatically changed.
像利未这个在属于这个社会上不被人厌弃、被人鄙视的一个人，这个后来耶稣拣选他，他的生命改变了。
Nevertheless,Jesus is different, you know. He's different.
我们知道耶稣跟我们完全不一样的。
And in the same way that he dealt with us when we first began to be drawn to Jesus, he sees what other people don't see.
耶稣看见在一般人是看不到的，他看到我们身上的别人在我们身上可能看不到的地方，耶稣看到了。
And this is interesting. The context shows us that on the day that this happened, Jesus was having another very fruitful day. There were large crowds and all kinds of people probably responding to his word and his healing.
在这个事情发生之前，耶稣是对着一大群人讲道。
But amidst all of that activity, all those people responding, Jesus somehow still focuses. He sees this tax collector, this despised tax collector named Levi.
耶稣对于大群人讲道，有很多人回应，但是就在这么多人中间，耶稣看到了这一个利未，这个税吏利未。
So I don't know what your relationship is with Jesus today, but I want you to know He sees you, and He's calling you.
所以我不知道你的情况怎么样，但我想要让你知道，这么多人中间，耶稣看见了你，他呼召了你。
I don't know what your family thinks of you. I don't know what they think of you at work. Doesn't matter. Jesus sees you.And he's calling you.
我不知道你的家人怎么看你，或者你的公司、你单位上的人怎么看你，但是耶稣看见了你，他呼召你。
I'm impressed with Levi's response.
我对于利未的回应，我觉得很好。
I mean, it was a quick response, at least it seems that way by the account that we see in the Gospel of Mark. He responded pretty quickly.
他的反应非常快。
And he rose up, the Bible says, and he walked away from the life that he knew.
他就起来，他就放下他之前那些职业，他就跟随了耶稣。
That is radical.
这是非常激烈的一个行为。
And it's really different than, you know, the way that many people today respond to maybe an opportunity to say a prayer or something like that.
这跟我们现在很不一样，我们现在你常常有时间就考虑我要不要做祷告回应耶稣的呼召呢？
Can you picture yourself if Jesus came to you and he called you in that way and it was so clear? Can you picture yourself like Matthew responding that promptly?
你如果把自己放在这个图画里面说，耶稣现在到你面前呼召你，你会像马太一样马上放弃一切跟从耶稣吗？
I mean, it's the kind of response where you stand and you say, okay, I'm not sure what's going to happen, but I'm going to follow Jesus, and you just leave the life that you knew.
就像马太一样，他就说， okay, 我不知道将来会发生什么事，我现在就决定我要放弃一切，我要跟着耶稣，他就起来就走了。
I don't know if we can appreciate the significance here. This is so different than just somebody leading you to say, Jesus, come into my heart kind of prayer. It's way beyond that.
这个和一般人劝你信耶稣带你做决志祷告是完全不一样的事儿。
I mean, we're talking about changing the whole course of your life.
这是完全把你的生命180度改变的事情。
Recognizing that this is a call coming from Jesus.
他认识到这是耶稣的呼召。
Maybe God gave him some kind of revelation where when he heard Jesus, he just somehow knew, wow, this young rabbi, this is something unusual here. He is God's man.
我想例外，当时可能神在他心里对他说：“哇，这个年轻的拉比，他是神的儿子，你要听他的。”
I mean, he must have experienced something for him to leave everything, his life of comfort. He was probably doing pretty well financially. He leaves it all. Somehow, God must have revealed to him that this one maybe is the Messiah.
所以他很可能，他当时非常有钱，非常富足，但是神在他心里动工，让他知道这个耶稣就是神的儿子，所以他决定放下一切跟随耶稣。
Don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying he was real clear on his doctrine about knowing the identity of Jesus like we know today through the New Testament. I'm just saying he sensed that this is something really significant, this young rabbi.
他可能还没有像我们认识耶稣认识那么清楚，知道耶稣。 新约那么多讲的耶稣这么清楚知道他是神的儿子，但是他心里可能就感觉这个人跟别人不一样，这个人是我需要跟从的。
So I want to ask you a question. Are you just a believer or are you someone that is a follower of Jesus like Levi became?
所以我问大家一个问题，你只是相信呢，还只是你是像利未这样的跟从耶稣？
Is your relationship with God more than just that I said a prayer one day?
你跟神的关系是不是就是说啊，我曾经祷告接受过主？
Yeah, James tells us, and that the same one we talked about earlier, hey, the devils believe, come on. You hopefully there's more to your relationship than just shallow belief.
雅各书里面说到，只是单单相信，魔鬼也相信，只是他却是但惊。
Yeah, have you personally heard God's call go out to you to turn from your old life and to follow Him?
你有没有听到神的呼召，让你改变你从前的生活？
Jesus is still calling men and women, old and young. He's still calling them to follow Him.
如今耶稣仍然在呼召，不管男女老少，耶稣仍然在呼召。And
so I began, like many of you, I did begin my journey with God with some prayer, but God didn't leave me there. He moved me beyond that.
我和大多数人都一样，我当初信主也是祷告接受耶稣到我心里面来，但是那我没有停留在那个阶段。
Yeah, and I remember that over time, months and even years, that God kept revealing more of Himself to me. And as He did, I had the opportunity to respond again and again. And eventually I realized, oh, I'm not called to only believe, I'm called to be a disciple.
随着我信主岁月的增长，神不断地向我启示他的自己，让我也更有更多的 对神的认识，让我明白，神呼召我不光是一个信徒而已，我要改变我的生活来跟随耶稣。
Well, Tom, you are good. Good job. All right. Now, consider what happened in Levi's life.
我们来看看利未的生活怎么改变的。
Yeah, we see it here in verses 15 to 17. I'll read it to you. And as he reclined at table in his house, this is Levi, many tax collectors and sinners were reclining with Jesus and his disciples. For there were many who followed him, who followed Jesus. And the scribes of the Pharisees, when they saw that he was eating, that is, when they saw that Jesus was eating with sinners and tax collectors, said to Jesus' disciples, why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?
So we see Levi was saved after he invited Jesus to his house to eat. So Jesus at Levi's house to eat, there were some tax collectors and sinners and Jesus and his disciples to eat.因为这样的人多，他们也跟随耶稣。那法利赛人中有文士，他们看见耶稣和罪人并税吏一同吃饭，他们就受不了了。他们就问耶稣，他们就对耶稣的门徒说：“哎，你的师父怎么和税吏并罪人一同吃喝呢？”
And when Jesus heard it, verse 17, he said to them, "Well, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick, I came not to call the righteous."But sinners.
耶稣听见了就对他们说康健的人用不着医生有病的人才用得着我来本不是招义人乃是招罪人
And so this next scene we see Jesus here reclining enjoying a meal maybe even a banquet at Levi's home
我们下面就看见耶稣在利未家里吃喝
And of course what Jesus is doing here is a social no-no you don't do that if you're a good Jew
这个在当时犹太看来绝对是不可接受这个行为。
Yeah, faithful Jews were forbid to even be in the company of Gentiles and sinners.
如果你是遵守犹太教的人，你绝对不和外邦人来往，你也不和罪人来往。
And Jesus knows this.
耶稣知道这个。
But he's not looking for trouble. He's just listening and responding to the Father's guidance.
耶稣不是要故意找事儿，但是他是要顺服天父的带领。
It seems that Jesus knows something that the other religious leaders did not know.
他知道有些事情是其他那些宗教高层人士他们不懂的。
So somehow he knew what his mission was and he was going to catch some pushback, but Jesus said, you know what, I'm going to be faithful to the Father, I'm going to reach out.
耶稣知道神给他的使命是什么，为了完成这个使命，不管前面遇到什么事，他照样进行。
So Jesus knew why he came and to whom he was to come.
他知道他为什么要来，要为了要找谁。
And regardless of the social expectations that we have wherever we live, if we're living in China or Taiwan or wherever the U.S., he said, "Yes, I realize this is the culture, but I'm going to follow the Father."
所以不管当时社会文化是怎么的潮流是怎么的规矩是怎么样的，他为了找这个人，他打破这些规矩。
So let's focus on that scene for just a moment. Here we see in a Jewish home, they're all sitting around, eating, reclining as they enjoy dinner together.
So 我们来看这幅图画，他们这些犹太人他们是躺席的哈，他们是躺着吃饭的，半躺着吃饭。
And Jesus' popularity is growing, so it's a pretty big gathering of people. There are more and more, it says, were disciples or becoming disciples, but in their midst, there were also some social outcast like Levi.
所以当时耶稣的名声很大，所以很多人围着他要跟他一起吃饭。所以我们看这么多人里面有很多是他的门徒，但也有几个是税吏和罪人，包括例外。
Of course, because they're in Levi's home, I think.
当然，因为这是利未的家，所以他肯定也在里面吃饭。
And Levi is inviting his network of friends, at least a handful of friends that are good friends of his.
所以税吏也有朋友，所以他的朋友也是税吏。
So I wonder what Jesus' earliest disciples were thinking when Jesus was here at Levi's home. I just wonder what's going on in their head.
所以我猜这个耶稣的门徒也会想，哎，我们为什么要到这个税吏家来吃饭呢？
Maybe they were thinking, what's Jesus doing with these people, these lowlifes, these social outcasts? Does he know what he's doing?
所以他们可能想，为什么耶稣会去和这些被社会所看不起所撇弃的这群人来吃饭呢
？I wouldn't get near that group of people. They're the worst.
要是我绝对不和这些人沾边。
Yeah. Sadly, many people that say they know Jesus, they respond the same way today.
我们其实很多人在现今也是跟当时人的想法是一样的。这些人是社会所看不起的，我不和他有什么来往。
So I wonder about you and about me, what would our response be if we were with Jesus on that day?
如果你是在当时在吃饭其中的一个，你会怎么想？
Mark highlights for us how when the scribes arrived and they saw Jesus and his disciples enjoying this party with these misfits, they said, "Man, what is up with your rabbi?" Yeah, what's up with him? I can't believe that he is your rabbi and he's sitting here among the lowlifes and the social outcasts. What?
所以当时那些文士看见耶稣和这些税吏兵罪人在一起吃饭的时候，他们就很震惊，就问耶稣的门徒，你的先生为什么和他们吃饭呢？
So it makes me wonder, would I be in that crowd even today in the 21st century?Would I be worried about what the religious community, even people who are dear to me, would I be more worried about what they think, or would I be more worried about what the Father thinks?
如果你在当时的社会，你会去在乎当时这些社会精英他们的想法呢，还是你会在乎天父的想法？
I think there's a lot of religious people back then, today, that maybe they don't know God as well as they think they know God.
我相信在当时的社会和现在都是一样，有很多自称为很宗教狂热的人，他其实并不真正的认识神。
I love Jesus' reply to these religious leaders. It's a classic. It's unforgettable. He said, "I came to call sinners."
所以我觉得耶稣对于这些自称这个很宗教狂热的人，对他们说，我来不是要招义人，乃是要招罪人。
Going to these parties, I'm going to these gatherings because God is leading me to be among the people who are sick.
我去这些饭局就是要招这些罪人。
They need the great physician, so I need to be among these people.
这些人都有病，都需要医生，我去的就是要招他们。
I hope as I continue to grow in my own relationship with God that my heart enlarges for these kinds of people.Yeah, the least, the lost, the marginalized. I hope that God keeps working on my heart so that I will be found not worried about what you think, but worried about what God thinks.
我的读这段经文，我就希望神扩充我的心胸，让我对于这些社会上看不起、边缘化、被撇弃的这群人群，让我对他们的心能够更加的宽广，能够更加的接纳。
So Jesus and those handful of disciples with them,what they're doing is indicating several things that we should consider.
所以耶稣对他们就讲了几段话哈。
First of all, that Jesus is doing a new thing.
第一，耶稣做的是个新事儿。
Or at least it feels very new because most faithful Jews would never do such a thing, right? So it feels like a new thing, right?
或者至少对当时的这些社会精英来看，这件事可能是个新的事情。
And that God.At this time in history, wants to make it very clear that the kingdom of God is at hand, and it's a time to welcome the sick, the lost, and the least.
所以在那个阶段，神的国是欢迎这些有病的，或者是迷失的，或者是这社会的底层的。
It's a time when God is offering forgiveness and a way of reconciliation.
神给我们赦免和和好。
And so we see Jesus there enjoying a meal with them.
所以我们就看见耶稣在当时和他们一起吃饭。
I wonder, would we enjoy that context?
我们会不会欣赏这一段的背景呢？
You know there's going to be alcohol. You know there's going to be people probably saying some strange things. Maybe the language is not even so good. So could we actually be with Jesus in that context and actually enjoy it?
你想当时是有酒的，然后有人可能嘴巴也没那么干净的啊，所以你会想，哎，那我会去吗？如果耶稣在那，你会跟耶稣去吗？
I mean, I don't think Jesus was at the banquet doing this.
我相信耶稣在这个饭局上不是这样子垂头丧气的一言不发。
Do you think he was looking that way? I don't think so.
你觉得耶稣会那样子吗？我相信不是的。
Yeah, I think because Jesus has this wonderful heart, this heart of expansive love, that he looks beyond that.
我相信耶稣的心是充满了怜悯和慈爱的，他不会被这个限制住的。
Yeah, and he doesn't see who they are now, he sees who they will become.
他不会说哎，这个人在我面前讲脏话，我就不要他，而是说他将来会成为怎么样的一个人。
Yeah, and so there's a real difference between these religious leaders and people who know Jesus. Wow, what a difference!
所以对于这个所谓的宗教人士和这个真正认识神，这完全是不同的人啊。
And as I was thinking about this this text today, it reminded me of what we see in Luke chapter 18, where we find a Pharisee, and then we also see a tax collector going to the temple to pray.
我们在马可福音十八章也讲到另外一个故事，讲到一个税吏和一个法利赛人一起到圣殿去祷告。
And you remember this story? It's kind of unforgettable, right? The Pharisee, he's a religious leader. He's only thinking about just how wonderful he is. You know, God, you know, I'm this way and I pray and I tithe. And oh, by the way, I'm so glad I'm not like that tax collector over there.
所以这个税吏祷告，他就举目望天，他就说，神啊，感谢你，感谢给我的一切，我都挺好，我也很敬畏神，我不像旁边这个税吏。
But the tax collector, wow, his response before God is just totally different.
但那个税吏，他在神面前的反应是完全不一样的。
The tax collector realizes he's sick and he needs help.
这个税吏他意识到他是有病的，他需要医治。
And so we read that standing afar off, this tax collector would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God,Be merciful to me, a sinner.
所以他躲在一个角落里，头都不敢抬，跟神说：“神啊，求你怜悯我。”
Yeah, and you know, same way today, the way that the Holy Spirit works when He comes to you and begins to draw you to Jesus.
所以这就是圣灵就在这个时候，就好像对我们一样，把我们带到神的面前来，寻求神的怜悯。
The same spirit that was at work in Jesus is the same spirit that is in work in His people today. It's that spirit that says, I've come to call such as these to myself.
所以当圣灵在那个时候工作，圣灵也在现在的时候工作，呼召人来跟随耶稣。
That's why I've come. I've come for those people who know they're unwell, who know they need help, they know they're sinners, and they want to be rescued.
所以那些知道自己是罪人，自己是病人的，都应该来到神面前来寻求医治，寻求赦免。
So we see Jesus there, I must be about my Father's business.
所以耶稣说，我一定要遵循我天父的旨意。
Business is lovingly calling the sick, the unwell, the least to himself.
所以神的旨意叫他是把那些有病的，需要医治的，都呼召来得医治。
And he doesn't say something shallow like, just believe in me and then see you later. He says, no, you're going to have to leave that old life and I want you to come and I'm going to show you a better way, a better life.
他不像说是很肤浅的话说啊好了你信了可以回家了。他说你来跟从我我改变你的生活。
Yeah. So here's the question, what about us?
那我们怎么样呢?
What about me?
我怎么样呢?
So,I'm 65 now. Maybe if my health is good, maybe I have another 20 years. How will I live the next 20 years?
我今年65了，如果神允许我可能还有再活20年，那这段日子我会怎么办呢？
Will you find me out with the least and the lost? Hopefully, right? Will you find me among the people that are socially marginalized?I hope so.
我会不会去找这些被社会所看不起的人向他们传福音呢？我希望我能。
Will my life be more and more like Jesus so that as I think about my week, as I plan my schedule, I make time for other people, I make time for the least and the lost?
我在我计划每天的生活的时候，我会不会刻意留出一段时间专门去给这些被人所看不起的人去跟他们交朋友？
And if you say, well, I'm not, David, I'm not there yet, then are you willing to ask God for help and say, Lord, my life doesn't look like that. I need your help.
如果你说，如果你很诚实的对神说，神啊，我现在还做不到，你可以跟神祷告说，主啊，你求你帮助我做到。
Yeah. Here's some final questions before we end today. Yeah.
最后一个问题。
What did Jesus see in people like Levi that most people we know cannot see?
那耶稣在利未身上看到了什么东西是其他人所看不到的呢？
He sees differently than most of us see.
他看到的跟我其他人是看到的不一样的。
So sometimes we sing, Lord, open my eyes that I may see, and you know, that's not a bad prayer. It's a good song too, but maybe that's a good prayer for us. Lord, open my eyes and help me to see differently. Help me not to see like a judge, but help me to see as a follower of Jesus.
我们需要求神开我们的眼睛，让我们看到别人身上那神要我们看到的那一点。
That God could work on our hearts to free us from our prejudices, the way we live our life, or just following the dictates or the expectation of the culture around us.
让求神开我们的眼睛，让我们的生活不是说只照着世俗的一些规矩做法来活。
Lord, I want to be able to see like that.
神啊，我真希望能够看到那一点。
Yeah, this is my prayer. Then the second point, clearly to follow Jesus is risky and it is costly.
我们看到跟随耶稣是有风险的，而且要付代价的。
If you take today's message and you actually walk out of here today and you think about it and you ask the Holy Spirit to use it in your life, let me tell you this. I promise you that you will encounter trouble.
如果你今天听完道出去以后就照着去行的话，我敢保证你会碰见麻烦的。
People will misjudge you if you start to live in this way, in this kind of Christ-like way. They will misjudge you. You will be misunderstood. You will be criticized. It will happen.
如果你要过一个像基督这样子的生活，去像被人撇弃的这些人传福音的话，会有人误解你的。
And sometimes the criticism and the opposition will come from people who have religious power.
那些批评你的人，他们很可能他们有宗教的这个权柄在身上。
Yeah, or social power. Yeah,
或他有社会地位，
yeah,
他来
yeah, yeah.
批评你。
Levi is what some call a person of peace, and through people like Levi, God opens up new networks of relationships.
利未他还有一个名字，他是平安之子哈，所以通过他，耶稣认识了一大批的税吏或者是罪人。
And it's not so much as like another name for him, but he's that kind of person that we see in the Gospel of Luke chapter 10 when Jesus is sending out his disciples two by two and he says, I want you to go and I want you to engage looking for people of peace.
所以就我们知道在福音书里面讲到耶稣把他的门徒两个两个的一组派他们出去传福音的时候称他们为平安之子。
Yeah, and actually those people are all over the place.
他们去了很多地方传福音。
Yeah. Through these kind of people, these people of peace, most of the time they don't even know God. Through them, all kinds of relationships are open to other relationships.
因着这些门徒两个两个出去传福音，他们为天国的扩张打下了很好的基础。
Yeah, and they're around you. Maybe you don't see them, but they're around you. They may be at work.Or they may be in your community, they may be connected to the school that you're connected to. There are people of peace out there that through them, as God leads us, new relationships open up.
So, 我们今天在你生活中，你也可能碰到这种，他们的社交面很广的人。你通过他们，你可以认识好多的人。
Right. And so, where are those people? We should pray. We should pray, Lord, as I go out and I try to engage with others.Lead me to people of peace.
我们向神祷告说，当我们出去传福音的时候，求神让我们遇见这样子的人，他们的社交层面很广，通过他们，你可以认识更多的人。
The fourth point, many of us maybe are not ready to follow Jesus this closely. Maybe, I don't know.
可能我们现在不是每个人都能够像利未那样子去跟从主。
Yeah. Only you can answer that question.By your response to this message today.
Yeah. 你就自己扪心自问，你能做到这样吗？
Yeah. It's kind of an incarnational way of living, and I want to even ask myself, am I ready to live in this kind of way?
我也问自己，我能够做到这样吗？
Yeah. Because honestly, the older I get, I don't enjoy being around people who are smoking or who are drinking to excess or using a lot of foul language or things like this, it's not at the top of my list, not at the bottom of my list. I wouldn't be with them unless this, I was listening to the Holy Spirit and letting Him lead me.
照我自己的本相，我是不喜欢和那个抽烟喝酒、说三字经的人在一起沾边的。但是如果神引导我的心，我会愿意去跟他们交朋友。
And as I said at the top of the message today, as I get older, it's more challenging for me to go in this way with Jesus.
我这个是很难的，但是要跟从耶稣的话，就要走这条路。
But I remember this word: a student is not above his master.
但我记得耶稣说过，学生不能大过老师。
And I'm not holier than Jesus. Jesus was with people at these parties, and he wasn't afraid to drink alcohol. And that's why they said he's a glutton and he's a wine bibber. He wasn't afraid to be with them and to enjoy a meal with them and to enjoy their company. And so I am not above him.
所以学生不能大过老师，我也不比耶稣圣洁。所以耶稣能够去跟罪人一起吃饭、喝酒，那我也可以。但是目的是要赢得他们来归给耶稣。
I should never think to myself, oh, I would never do that. Are you holier than Jesus?
我不能像耶稣那样，我不能说我绝不去跟这些人沾边。你难道比耶稣更圣洁吗？
Thank you, Tom. Last one. What kind of people must we become for God to work in us and through us as followers of Jesus, as Jesus students who are becoming little by little increasingly like Him?
我们最后一个问题就是说，我们自己要改变成为一个什么样的人？为了神的国，我们可以改变成为耶稣的门徒，让我们能够更像耶稣。
Right, yeah.People who are non-judgmental, people who are loving and welcoming and just trying to learn to respond to the Spirit of God.
这样的人是不去论断别人，就爱别人，欢迎罪人来归回到神的家。
This power does not reside in myself. It doesn't reside in you unless we allow Jesus' love to compel us.
成为这样的人是不可能的，除非神的爱住在你的心里。
Right. That's the way it will happen. There's no other way it will happen. It's that love of Christ that will grow in us if we permit it. And that love, it's inexplicable. But that love, as it increases, it will take us in ways that we never imagined.
这只有爱神的心在你的心里如此增长到一个程度改变你，你才会做得到。
Here's my closing prayer. Maybe you want to say it with me.
这是我结束的祷告，可能你愿意的话，可跟我一起。
Lord, have mercy. Teach us to see like you see. Enable us to judge and choose as you do. To daily leave space to welcome neighbors around us. To lean into a counterintuitive or countercultural way of life.That will likely not make much sense to those around us, but be marked by the life, love, and peace that Jesus' students enjoy and exhibit. It's in His name we pray. Amen.
所以主啊，求你赐怜悯，教导我们能够看到你所要我们所看到的，给我们能力。让我们能够做出正确的判断，选择你所要我们选择的，让我们能够顺服圣灵的引导，让我们每天在我们的生活中留下时间来安排周遭的邻居来跟他们有交流，让我们过一个好像反潮流的文化，但是呢可能会被周遭的人误解，但是你要我们过这样子的生活，让我们能够成为耶稣的门徒和学生，能够展现出他的爱和他的平安。我们奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。